Chairman, Stephen Mayne, small shareholder. I'm not going to complain that we haven't had 2 hours and 8 minutes of formal presentations like we got from Telstra, but I think 4 minutes of formal presentations, you fired the CEO, you haven't even introduced the new CEO to give us a presentation about how he's going. I think that we could have expected a bit more coming today. I mean, the company's going terrifically. A few of us are perplexed about why we fired the CEO, and you've sort of treated us, you haven't treated us very well in terms of communicating. I mean, can we hear from the CEO about what he thinks about the business and what his plans are and things like that?
Well, the company is very open with shareholders, and if any shareholder, I suppose the number of shareholders who contacted me at the time, the chief executive, and I explained our reasons at that time. As a company, we run a formal AGM, but we're a very open company in terms of how business is going and speaking to shareholders. So if any particular question wants to answer, we're happy to do that. We're not doing a formal presentation.
All right, well, I've got a couple of questions, but can I say for next year, Can we arrange to webcast the AGM, have maybe 10 minutes from you and 15 minutes from the CEO with some slides? That's the pretty normal way that public companies deal with their shareholders at AGM. So for next year, that'd be good if you could do that.
We'll